Good morning. 6:21 a.m. on September the 25th. Minutes on the first mile. Not bad, not bad. Considering that includes the time it took to take the photo, so it's just under 17. And it's without music. I walked in silence this morning. I noticed something yesterday that I hardly ever have quiet anymore. The introduction of Pandora put music back in my life, but it also took away silence. I found myself driving around. I had to do, I don't know, pick up a kid or something. But I was driving around yesterday and realized that I had not put Pandora in and was actually in my head rather than into music. So I thought for a while anyway, I perhaps might walk without the first mile music pumping and instead use that 20 minutes for thinking, which was its original intent was that first mile was going to be thinking, and that later turned to listening to podcasts, which spurred new thinking, and which I haven't done in a long time. And so the reality is that I've been, in terms of headspace, I've sort of been outside my own head for months. And really the only time I turn to contemplation is catch and catch can here and there, willy-nilly. And I don't know that it's been terribly helpful. So yeah, for the next few days, we'll see how this works out. I think for a mile and talk for a mile, see if that makes the talking part, the thinking part, makes the talking part any more coherent or any more interesting. So not only did I not have music today, I'm sick. I'm not very faintly sick, you know, that morning nauseated feeling. And I'm pretty sure it's due to sleep deprivation because of the kid being out till 10:30, not getting home till 11, waking up again at 4:30. For the last few days, and I had several nights that were not really restful nights because the phone kept buzzing for some reason all night long. Usually I don't hear it when it buzzes, and it's supposed to be silent. I figured out how to make it silent without shutting it off. Shutting it off means the alarm doesn't turn on. I thought that the alarms, if set, would override the phone being off. It turns out not so much. If the phone's off, nothing happens. But if I put it in airplane mode, there's no connections outside, so there's no incoming notifications, so there's no noise. Just the alarms. So that's what I do at night now. Of course, last night I didn't even take the phone to the nightstand where I usually keep it. I kept it plugged in my office downstairs, so I didn't hear anything except the sump pump, which is now unfortunately pumping more often rather than less as the water table sort of regulates from the high country down. I hope it doesn't mean we're going to have some pump for several months, although I fear that it does. The alternative is to have a damp basement, and that's worse. So, yeah, if I'm a little this morning, it's because I'm a little this morning. First I was cold and now I'm clammy. I worked up a bit of a sweat. I'm wearing my parka and my gloves. I had the hood up. I got two layers on underneath. And I was cold. Cold and feeling like I wanted to barf. And now I just feel like I want to barf. Interesting word note. Somebody posted this a few weeks back and I thought, well, that's interesting. The word nauseous means fostering nausea as in someone else. And the feeling of wanting to regurgitate is in fact nauseated. I feel nauseated. I feel nauseous means I feel like making other people sick. A dinner can be nauseous. Dinner would make me nauseated. So it's an interesting and subtle distinction that most people don't understand, because I certainly don't. I assume other people don't, which is an unfortunate generalization that may not be true, centered in my own experience. It's a sample size of one. So interesting. Basically what I'm doing is stumbling along. I'm not really seeing clearly, which is a bit disconcerting. I mean, I am, but man, I'm tired. I think once I get the kid to school, the wife off to work, I'm gonna have to lay down and take a nap. I need to do some recording. I told several people that I'd get recording for them before midweek this week, and I haven't yet because of kids and noise and schedules and everything else. So I haven't been able to get into the booth. Flood news, good news. We're down to one unaccounted for person who is missing and at this point presumed dead. It's 8 people, I think. And the missing list is down to this one person. So out of several hundred, almost all of them now have been, all but one of them now have in fact been accounted for. A couple of people who left the area that people didn't realize had left the area. Oops. Talk to your family much? And I was thinking it was like 11,000 houses, but the Reuters report this morning said only 1,800. So, yeah, that's a lot fewer. Not sure where I got that 11,000 number. Somewhere lost, no doubt. So, yeah, I was exaggerating a bit. It wasn't intentional. It was, I claim brain cloud. Start the eastward march here. Smears of cloud across the sky this morning. Bunkerpole. The sky isn't yet light. I mean, it isn't. The sun isn't up. The sky is brightening up. It's still rather dark back to the west, but becoming quite light to the east. Today is the local equinox. Today is the last day where there will be 12 hours of light, where the duration between sunrise and sunset is 12 hours and a little bit. Tomorrow it'll be 11 hours and quite a lot. But today is, in fact, the day of the equinox, locally. The astronomical equinox, the point where apparently it's based on position of the equator and the tilt of the Earth and the fact that I'm 40 degrees north latitude, plus or minus a couple degrees, conspire to put this at a somewhat different time than the actual astronomical equinox, which occurred a couple days ago and marked the formal beginning of the fall season. It's quite interesting to me that the astronomical shift corresponded pretty much with the day that I put on my parka for the morning walk, because I'm cold. I'm reading Deb Geary's new book. She's got first book in a new series. I forget what she calls the series now. It doesn't really matter. But she published it like a week ago. A week and a half ago now, I guess. And this is a woman who is doing everything on her own. I think she subcontracts out book formatting now. I think she subcontracts. I know she contracts editing, and she's just moved to Victoria, British Columbia, which is the island across the sound from, more or less, from Vancouver. She and her husband, I think, both have a joint citizenship, so moving was, while a certain pain in the butt, not necessarily as much of a pain in the butt as it might have been for one of us native USians, almost said Native Americans. I'm certainly not a Native American. But she's still able to, after 12, 14 books, I don't know how many books she's got out, she's still able to hook me almost from the get-go. I don't know if it's because I know her or remember when she was selling 12 books a month or what, but it just tickles me. It just pleases me no end to see her launch a book and be in the top 10 on Kindle, in the whole Kindle store. Top 10 all on her own. Now, she is doing some things that are interesting. One is that she's in Kindle Select. She put some of her books into Select. She's exclusive to Amazon, and as such, she's reaping some benefits in terms of promotion opportunities that they extend to her. Of course, she's selling a metric buttload of books, so that makes a difference as well. Good morning. A couple of well-behaved dogs. Quite large dogs. I've seen that woman before. Well, I've seen the dogs before. I assume it was the same woman. That's funny how I recognize the dogs in the neighborhood. Anyway, so it pleases me that she's getting there, she's doing this, and selling huge, huge numbers. And I still love her books. We used to talk regularly, like about every day, but she's keeping a very, very low profile these days because she's cranking out books and trying to deal with family crises and moving, buying a home, selling a home, an international move. Even though it's not very far, it's still an international move across the boundaries of space and time and politics. It's the sunrise. It's not up yet, but all of the clouds, all of the smears of clouds across the sky are all taking on pink. They're all taking on a ruddy glow. It's the angle of the sun is picking off and shooting across the lower edges of all the clouds. It's not quite as dramatic as the sky on fire photo I took the other morning. I'm probably not going to take a second one today, but it's still pretty striking. That's odd. Loose dog, or I just don't see the human. Didn't see the human. So yeah, beautiful blue sky with brilliant clouds off in the east. The sun is not up. It has not come above the horizon. I'm looking forward to fall back, which should be still 6 weeks away. It'll be closer to Halloween than equinox, apparently. But a beautiful, beautiful morning. Good morning. Yeah, I don't think there's not a picture that I can frame here that makes sense. So I'll just enjoy it on my own and assure you that it is quite lovely. I still feel like I want to hurl. It's not quite as bad as it was, but I don't know if I want to eat something, if that will help settle my stomach, or if it'll make it worse. Yeah. I go 18. Well, given my physical state, I guess it's 18 and a half minutes on the back half is better than 19. It's not any record, certainly. But for somebody who's just barely stumbling along, I suppose that's okay. But that notice is your cue that I'm at the back gate. And for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.